In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Buc-ee's is seeking a convenience store designation from El Paso County for its proposed travel plaza at Monument Hill. The application seeks a written interpretation of the county's building code, which has a specific definition for a convenience store. A review of the application could take up to 14 business days. If approved, any future applications for construction or other activity would be considered administrative in nature. Some ponds in the Arkansas River Basin are illegal, and the state says they need to be removed. But a new 8-acre reservoir planned in the Wet Mountain Valley, about an hour west of Pueblo, might help. Round Mountain Water and Sanitation District Manager Dave Schneider says the reservoir could provide a way for landowners to get the water rights needed to keep the ponds.
They can buy as little as a tenth of an acre foot for pennies on the dollar compared to going and trying to convert an existing water right.
Schneider says the estimated cost of the reservoir is about $3.5 million. The year-long construction should start this fall. Summer in Colorado means rodeos, midway rides, and late-night concerts, and one of the state's biggest celebrations is about to begin. The 104th annual Greeley Stampede returns June 24th with 11 days of rodeos, carnival rides, fair food, and live music. This year's headliners include Nelly, Brothers Osborne, Jake Owen, Nate Smith, and Dirk Spentley. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 5:06.